But first this hour, yesterday on the show, we heard about a proposal in Congress that would essentially force the Navajo Generating Station to stay open and some of the challenges with making that happen. Now we'll hear from a clean water advocate who has a lot of concerns with the plant. Nicole Horsherder lives on Black Mesa near the Peabody Energy Operation there. She recently co-wrote a letter to the owners of two prospective buyers of the Navajo Generating Station expressing some of those concerns. And Nicole, what was the goal of writing that letter?
I don't know this company in detail, but I'm hoping that they take a second look at this purchase that they're potentially going to make, and I hope they reconsider some of the costs that will be associated with taking over the plant and potentially the mine. And I hope that they realize that they're going to be up against some resistance. Hopefully they look at it again, and hopefully they see that the economics are not going to be in their favor, and in the long term, that profit is not going to be made. I really want them to see also that this entire operation has cost us so much in terms of the resources that we rely on for day-to-day living.
It sounds like you're not just trying to dissuade these particular companies from buying it. Am I hearing you right that you would like nobody to buy it, that you would just like Navajo Generating Station to close altogether?
I would like Navajo Generating Station to close altogether so that we have an opportunity to move towards a different type of economic, a different type of economy. I mean, this plant worked and was, you know, brought jobs and brought some revenues to the nation for a period of time. That time is over. We can't continue to use water in this way. We can't continue to pollute the air in this way. The time is now to really rethink the way we do economic projects.
Well, let me ask you about the economics, because some who are advocating for keeping Navajo Generating Station open are nervous about the number of jobs that will be lost and what kind of impact that might have on the economy of the Navajo Nation. Is that something that concerns you as well?
Of course. Of course it makes me nervous, the jobs and the revenues that will be lost. But you know what makes me more nervous? Is the water that's going to be lost. The number of people that will lose their water on Black Mesa and surrounding areas that rely on the aquifer. That makes me really nervous. Shouldn't that make those people nervous too?
Have you gotten any kind of response or heard anything from either of the companies to whom you sent the letter?
I haven't, and I'm not surprised. I feel like they might respond, you know, but they haven't yet. So, but it's worth a try. I'm doing everything I can to educate people on what's really happening, because every reporter, every media outlet that I've talked to, everybody that I've talked to only focuses on the jobs and the revenue that's going to be lost. That's the wrong way to look at it. There is nothing that's going to replace that plant, job for job and dollar for dollar. If a school over here drops in enrollment and has to let go of teachers, there's not going to be a union that fights hard so that those teachers can keep their jobs. Those teachers are going to move on somewhere else where they're needed, and this school will be trying to increase enrollment. But if that doesn't happen, they're abiding by the bottom line. They're abiding by what the economics say is feasible for them to do. This NGS is just the opposite of that. We're having government put its hand on it, trying to get government to put its hand on it to save a plant that is no longer economically viable. Solar and wind is cheaper today than coal is, and it's getting cheaper. Why are we not looking at that? Why are we not using this as an opportunity to transition away, replace that energy that's lost with solar? That seems like the reasonable thing to do. And there's so many smart people out there. Why aren't they doing that?
Nicole Horsherder is a clean water advocate who lives on Black Mesa, just south of the Peabody Energy Operation there.